New Radicals, you get what you give. Jeremy Vine here, BBC Radio 2. We are going to talk about the dog festival in China. There's no easy way to discuss the behaviour with dogs in that country, I'm afraid. So just to be aware that things might be said that you may not want your child to hear in a few minutes' time. Plus, separately, wedding couple in, I think, the USA who uploaded their pictures of their wedding and then they all got captioned, and some of them were captioned in a racist way and they went viral and they've left really, really upset by it. So we discussed that as well. Radio 2. All right, let's get on with this festival. Around 10,000 dogs are thought to have been slaughtered at an annual dog meat festival, which has been taking place in China. Have you heard of it? It's called the Yulin Festival. It's caused uproar amongst animal rights activists. An online campaign to ban the event has received more than 4 million signatures and support from the comedian Ricky Gervais, supermodel Gisele Bündchen, and the former X Factor winner Leona Lewis. So is eating dog really that bad, especially if so many people seem to enjoy it? Or is the thought of slaughtering an animal that people in the West know only as a pet rather than a foodstuff just beyond the pale? If you eat meat, what is wrong with eating dog? What's wrong with Yulin? Let's find out exactly what the festival is all about with the BBC World's Josephine McDermott, who spent 4 years living in China. And you know about this festival, Josephine.
Yeah, it's been going on every June for a while now, and it's to mark the summer solstice. It's believed that by eating the dog, it has the effect of warding off heat, problems associated with the heat, and they also eat lychees. So this means that, you know, the pictures we've seen are people crammed around kind of hot pots, boiling cauldrons of dog meat. They're crammed into streets. We've seen pictures of dogs in cages. They're often slaughtered in the streets. It's all very shocking for a Western audience.
They're brought to the festival in big trucks, I understand.
Yeah, I mean, it's not uncommon for animals that are going to be slaughtered to be, you know, transported around live, and it happens with chickens, pigs, everything. And in the same case, dogs are being transported around trucks, scooters, however, to get them in and then to be slaughtered.
And they're slaughtered how?
Well, the authorities say that they're being slaughtered behind closed doors. They've said that there mustn't be any kind of public slaughtering going on, but there are very graphic pictures around which could perhaps indicate that there's things going on in the street. You know, they're having their fur removed, they're being hung up from butcher's hooks and quite publicly prepared to be eaten.
And people do like to eat dogs in China.
They do, although it's not as common as it used to be. I mean, it's a tradition that goes back about 500 years. Slowly, it's becoming quite unusual. It's the kind of growing urban middle class is preferring to own dogs rather than eat them, it's fair to say. And it's becoming less and less popular. It's really very, very hard to find a restaurant that sells dog in most of the big cities.
Did you have to eat dog when you were in China?
Well, I did eat dog. I lived in Shanghai for 4 years, and for the purposes of research, when the draft bill was being discussed against animal cruelty, I tracked down a dog meat restaurant. Its slogan was King of Dog Meat. They told me that on an average day, they sold about a ton of the stuff to 500 people, that the dogs were farmed in Anhui province, and they were kind of like Alsatians, so quite muscular, quite tasty. I did eat the dog meat. Do you want me to tell you what it tastes like?
Yeah, what does an Alsatian taste like?
Well, the thing to remember is that, you know, people often say, oh, I don't know, I could have just been eating dog. No, you would know if you'd eaten dog. It's got quite a distinctive taste, kind of cross between pork and beef, a little bit gamey, very dark brown looking, well, certainly when it's cooked in the hot pot with lots of spices, which is how it's cooked traditionally. So, yeah.
So, and are they aware in China of concern in other countries like this one, or do they not really care?
They are, and they find it increasingly embarrassing that they're getting the negative criticism. And it's not really just our Western celebrities that are upset about what's going on. You know, there's been a lot of people in China who've been targeting the butchers and the restaurant owners. They've been hanging around with banners and sending them text messages, bombarding them, trying to stop them from doing this anymore. And actually, they did a poll on the Chinese Weibo, which is like Twitter, and 88% of people said they thought that this animal protection law should actually be enacted and it should be illegal to eat and sell dog and cat meat.
Thank you very much indeed. BBC World's Josephine McDermott spent 4 years living in China, worked there as a TV presenter and wrote for The Telegraph. Adam Parascandola is from the Humane Society International.